It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Well, leaders in the Iowa legislature have some new state revenue projections that will impact the overall budget. And with me this morning to talk about that and other things going on at the legislature is our State House correspondent, Joyce Russell. Good morning, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
Now, these projections are a little bit different than what Governor Branstad and the Democratic Senate had set. What is this all about?
Well, this is a little bit inside baseball, but the Revenue Estimating Conference gets together every year in March. They give their best estimate of how much the state is going to collect in tax revenues. And then that's the number that the legislature has to work with as they approve their budgets. And as you said, both the governor and the Democratic Senate will have to scale back their proposed budgets based on the new numbers. But the upside is that they now know how much money they have to work with so they can work on their budgets in earnest.
Does this have something to do with farm incomes? Iowa is tied very much to agriculture in many ways, and we hear a lot of people saying anyway that farm income is down.
Well, that's one of the things that the Revenue Estimating Conference takes into account when they make their projections. Now, at their meeting this week, they described that the growth in the Iowa economy, as they use the word, lackluster. And low commodity prices do play a role in that. And that's also one of the governor's favorite themes when he argues for conservative budgets. He says commodity prices are not meeting the cost of production.
Now, you reported on hearings over Midwest Academy. This is in southeast Iowa in Keokuk, and basically the state oversight of private boarding schools. There was a fiasco down there. Is this moving forward to have more oversight?
Yes, it is. The oversight committees in both the House and Senate, they're both working on bills. The Midwest Academy, they accepted children who were not doing well elsewhere. And according to a Des Moines Register investigation, the school was run by an out-of-state corporation that had gotten into trouble with their boarding schools in other states. And as you know, they're now accused of abusing children here. And since they were private boarding schools, they just fell through the cracks of state government oversight, whether that's from the Department of Human Services or the Department of Education. And so the bills will create a new category of private boarding schools. It will give the state the authority to inspect them and also to shut them down if they don't measure up.
Also, another topic of oversight, Medicaid management privatization, something we've been talking about a lot regularly on Monday mornings. Is this going over anywhere?
Well, as you know, the Democrats had a bill to put some protections in place for patients under the new system. It didn't pass last week's deadline. So essentially, the same bill is being revived in the Senate Oversight Committee. Again, inside baseball warning, the oversight committees can consider anything they want at any time in the session. So the Oversight Committee has essentially brought their same bill back. Republicans on the committee say correctly that this is the very same bill that died last week, and they're accusing Democrats of playing politics with it. However, one Republican on the committee did say that the GOP would also be offering something for Medicaid oversight.
Joyce, what else do you have your eye on this week?
Advocates for medical marijuana will be having a rally at the Capitol this week. Their bill would legalize the production and distribution of marijuana in the state for medical purposes. But the bill, as it passed the House Commerce Committee, is quite limited. In fact, backers are quite pessimistic about it. They say it's been gutted and that it won't help very many families. But at any rate, that bill is stalled in the House Ways and Means Committee. And the next step on that is for the chair to assign it to a subcommittee. That hasn't happened yet. And whoever gets that assignment will be playing a key role in whether it advances or not. So that's something that the backers are paying attention to.
Last week, we took a Monday off from River to River Legislative Mondays, but we're back today at noon, River to River. What's the topic?
Well, we're going to be talking about water quality today. We'll hear about the governor's plan to divert some school infrastructure funds to water quality. But we'll also hear about other ideas that legislators have come up with this year for paying for water quality improvements.
It's one of the big topics this year. Joyce, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.